seated. Beautiful day. May Yahweh bless you today tremendously. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I don't know how many saw my face over the sanctuary. I think it was day before yesterday, and two people told me. Did anyone else see it? Now, two people saw it. They didn't take a picture. I think the face broke the camera or something. But anyway, Yahweh chose to put my face over the top of this sanctuary day before yesterday. I told you, you're going to have to watch those clouds. Watch the clouds, but be ready to take a picture. We need pictures of these things when we see them. As you got from the great Kohan Malakia's articles there, and also the sermon. You know, we're facing a time in history, the making of mankind in Yahweh's image. We're facing a time period that no one else has ever faced or dealt with. And of course, it's hard. Yahweh is going to do it, of course, and he's doing it one step at a time through his house. But if you have been keeping up with the articles, of course, we've been telling everyone that what's been taking place. The articles that's coming out now, like this one I have here in front of me right now, and like you just saw. The brain cancer linked to inherited genetic risk. Well, of course, they call it genetic, and then they pass it off, as just being nothing more than that. Well, what is genetic? And you have to make a long study on genes. You can't find all this information at once, which I did. I spent probably 3 years trying to match this with what Yahweh says in the Holy Scriptures. I had it all taken away from me, but I do remember it, and it's up here. And praise Yahweh, they can't take that. didn't mean to do that. But this genetics, you know, Yahweh didn't create mankind with faulty genetics, with brain tumor but there's not just that. There's hundreds of these diseases that we have created through fornication, adultery, bestiality, and sodomy. And that's what the Scripture shows. We've created them. We have mutated them time after time. And that's what they mean by genetic risk. Another article here, childhood brain tumors linked to newly discovered mutations. They may have just now discovered these for themselves, but we told them about this over 40 years ago here in this wilderness of God worshipers. Over 40 years here, we've been telling them these things, and their scientists are finding them out now, and they say, wow, how smart our scientists. Now, surely they didn't find us cure now since they're so smart. Well, of course, on the advertisements, which they had someone else write up to said you're the... their drugs, you know, they have, this is the school of higher learning, and you can study in this field, in the colleges. You can take a course that will teach you how to sell products and with words. And of course, they hire these people. They have them working for them by the thousands, writing these articles to say it outright that they have a drug that will cure cancer, but insinuate this. Propaganda, Malachi Martin said, is used extensively by the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is the richest organization on the face of the earth. How did it get that way? Well, the scripture shows by drugs called witchcraft, pharmaceuticals. It's all named in Revelations, the 17th chapter, the first two to three verses. And then, of course, in chapter 9, verses 21 through about 23, that they won't repent of it. Schools of higher learning are for one thing, to teach the person to do a trade, to work for the system, to bring in more money to the rich, the great eight that owns the world, that owns the wealth of the world, and of course pays their tithe to the Catholic Church. And this money, it is not going to stop anyway soon. They're not going to repent of it until they destroy themselves, but they are going to get caught up in their own destruction. But meanwhile, we're suffering, of course, from sickness and disease. Where people come here, they got one foot in the grave already. They got brain disease and every other kind of disease that they inherited from their parents. The swinging 60s brought a multitude of mutations that the people now are dying from. At young ages, like the actress that died, 48 years old, I believe she was. Like the football player that was so famous that died even younger than that. There's so many of these things, and the politicians also. And, of course, I pointed out that these things also confuse the mind. So, you know, the scientists and the people who are writing these articles, they have the same problems. They don't know it until they get ready to die, you know, till it gets built up in their body, and lo and behold, they can't do anything about it, and they don't want to take the treatments they've been given to everyone else and been recommending to everyone else. I don't know if you saw the survey on cancer treatments, but they had a survey among the doctors, and all the doctors they surveyed said no, they would not take the, if they got cancer, they would not take what they're offering, what they offer, the conventional treatments, which includes, of course, chemotherapy. Well, if you turn over to Mark 10, now, we are going to do what Yahweh promised through Moshe. And we see what Yahweh promised through Moshe, and we think, well, you know, that didn't come about. It did to a certain extent, because it kept certain ones who strictly obeyed those laws. It kept them clean and free of diseases, and of course a bloodline that was passed on to Yahshua. And of course, his parents were the same. His parents were very strict in the laws of Yahweh. So it worked to a certain extent to bring forth a seed by which all the world would be blessed. Now, if you put that together with the creation itself, is they're actually mourning for, anticipating the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh. Now, in the sons of Yahweh, this will all be fulfilled, and that is taking sickness away from the midst of you. And Israel had some of that. They didn't get it complete. There's so many of them whose brains was already fried by the time that Yahweh brought them out of Egypt. And Yahweh said, ever since I brought them out of Egypt, they've been this way. This is in 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel 8, 7 and 8 and 9. It shows the God worship. It's Christianity that it shows there, the money-making days of Easter and probably sorcery, because that was mentioned too. But the sorcery is nothing more than trickery, enticement by, like you see today so strongly coming forth from Hollywood. If you want to look up witchcraft or witchery, all it is what we see today in the world. It's propaganda. That's a great way to lead a person. That's called witchcraft, of course, in the scriptures, or sorcery in the scriptures. And of course, none of the witches, Yahweh says, is going to be in his kingdom. And no one who practices witchcraft, which is enticement, it's the use of pharmaceutical drugs that kill, that hurt, as well as help. Now, that's what is named by the dictionaries that they're pushing forward here. And of course, they have some benefit along with the poisons that they produce in the human body that brings the body down. It brings it downhill from the first day they take it, you know, onward. In Mark, Yochanan Mark, the 10th chapter, and verse 18, you've heard me quote this many times, Mark 10 and verse 8. You've heard me quote this many times when we were ordaining priests. And of course, that's the job. Not that he's instantly equipped to take sickness away from the midst of you by the laying on of hands, but he is ordained. That's a job that he's going to have, and he's ordained towards that goal. When Moshe and Aaron ordained the priest in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers and Deuteronomy, cleansed those priests and got them ready to go before Yahweh and then teach and counsel, they were well on the way to achieving this goal. And of course, they turned from it and even rose up against Moshe and said, well, he's not the only holy one. You know, I mean, we're all holy. I think they meant sodomy, but and I do. I believe that is what they meant at the time, because that's what they named sodomy later, was Kadosh after the word holy. But the word holy, according to the prophets, actually means one who keeps the laws of Yahweh, not one who breaks the laws of Yahweh. It means that in Book 2 also, when it talked about the holy men of old who were inspired to write the scriptures for us today. But they rose up against Moshe, showing that they were not the ones that was going to take sickness away from the midst of you. Yeshua achieved the goal, and he actually took sickness away. He didn't stop people from dying, so that's still something that's in the future for Yeshua, because the promise is eternal life, and that's going to be given to you, and you it will be made manifest that you have that power within you to create, maintain flesh, which we will always have, create and maintain flesh, but without the blood, of course. The blood that carries the life, it will be a different substance at that time, electrical substance that we get that will take the place of that blood. And of course, forever then will be in your power. And that's the great achievement, the great potential that we as the sons of men have offered to us, or the sons of women, the women that are born from the sons of men. Well, of course, it's a promise for everyone. But if you read that, he says in Mark 8, 10 and verse 8, he said, and they, according to the law, shall be in unity as one flesh, and they shall not, according to the law, therefore, well, read it again, and they, according to the law, shall be in unity as one flesh, speaking of man and wife here. Now, if you tie this together with what he is saying in Genesis, he says it's not satisfactory for man to be alone, not satisfactory for the job I have for him, for man to be alone, or woman to be alone. But a woman needs a head, and a man is designed to need a helpmate, a helpmate. And the two of them are one flesh that can bring forth this order that, or the promise, the vow that Yahweh gave to Moshe of taking sickness away from the midst of you. It's a long process, but it is going to be done, and it was done partially through the people who was the parents, the man and the woman, the parents of Yahshua, his brothers and sisters. So they are not according to the law, so are they not according to the law, therefore one flesh? Yes, they are. Working together, this will be accomplished. Now turn back to Matithya here, 10. I didn't have that scripture written down, but Yahweh wanted me to read it. And it makes sense, don't it? Just ties right there. Right here. Praise Yahweh. Matithya 10 and verse 8. And notice there he says, this is a command to the priest, of course. You'll never get rid of us priests. We're going to be priests to you forever. Priest and priestess, that's what it's all about. Guides, servants, we're going to be your servants forever. And we're going to serve one another as well as the universe. But here, verse 8 is what I had written down, wanted you to see. Heal the sick and cleanse the lepers and raise the dead, cast out demons. Now, along with that is the giving of eternal life. And, of course, Yahshua won't receive that until we receive it with him. And that's the big thing right there, the promise that's made to everyone. And of course, it's made manifest there in Deuteronomy. Now, Yahweh said to Moshe that he would take this sickness away from the midst of you. And then I want you to go back to Genesis here, because you can't leave this out. What he taught Moshe, he taught Adam and Eve. He taught Adam and Adam taught Eve. And wasn't a very fine teacher, was he? In Genesis 2 and verse 15, Adam was probably a fine teacher, but when you put together the scripture that says we're made subject to vanity, and of course when a person is deceived by Satan and leans towards her for answers, then she would do what Eve did. But here in Genesis now, 2 and 15, Yahweh set the perfect work here. It was absolutely perfect, and that's what he gave to Moshe in the way of a kingdom that was supposed to do what was told to Adam right here, this work and care. It actually means to guard and defend. Guard and defend. Well, what's it talking about? It's talking about the work of Yahweh. Yes, the great Malachia, Kohan Malachia just brought out. The work of Yahweh, to guard and defend this work. If you to guard and defend. That's any job, of course, as we go deeper into it and see what the disciples taught on it. That's any work you're assigned to do to as a body, being in unity. The husband can't do it all. A wife working with him can double this and make it possible. Each one has their own job, and if each one does their job, the children will be blessed, but they won't be blessed without the priest. They won't be blessed without the priest or the priestess. They won't be blessed without the counselors. Remember the government that Moshe set up? It was the same thing that Yahweh offered here. And as we see in Genesis 4 here, we see that it was rejected by one, and another one accepted it. We see the same thing with Adam and Eve. But he also says to Cain here in verse 7, chapter 4, verse 7, if you do righteousness. If you do righteousness. Well, he'd have to know what righteousness was, would he not? Or Yahweh would be speaking in a strange language to him. So he knew and was taught the way of righteousness, and this is what the apostles show us. So our foundation there shows us that they were taught what righteousness was. In the beginning, this was the message that was brought in the beginning. The beginning is just what it says right there. There was, by another coincidence, you know, Yahweh's always putting these things in front of me. But another coincidence was Kohan and Kohana Matthews, which works closely with me in a certain field. They faxed an article or emailed an article, and I read it yesterday, and of course I think some great work can come forth of this. But this woman, she's saying we need to get back to the start. Back to the start, I believe it was a thing. Back to the start. Well, of course, she meant the beginning. But they're really careful not to mention Scripture or words that people are familiar with in the Scriptures, because that turns people off. Not everyone, but it turns the world off today because of the propaganda from the Catholic Church that she has sent out that has brought profaneness to all the world. Propaganda against the apostles, against Yahshua, against Yahweh, against the name Yahweh, against his laws. Anyone who keeps the laws has got to be crazy, and he's a potential of suicide and killing other people. Now, this is the propaganda that's put out, so naturally she wouldn't say we got to get back to the beginning, but she could use a word such as start, get back to the start. And of course, she spends her time talking to farmers and doing her business, which is the Chipotle restaurant. When I saw that word, I got to tell you this. It's a laugh. It's a little bit funny. Sister Matthews, she's trying to pronounce that word, and I said, it's Chipotle. Don't you know what chipotle is? And I said, it's peppers. And I said, now, it's really bad when an Okie can correct an elite person educated in the higher fields of learning. But with this, I noticed an elder mispronounced it too. I felt pretty great being an Okie at that time, you know. I still pronounce T-H-E, the, You know, I know that's not right for today's language, but that's okay. We don't pronounce it the. There's no A in it. There's an E in it. T-H-E. And the cat ran up the hill. No, that was Jack and Jill. I'm sorry. But that really makes no difference except for the fact that we got a chuckle out of it. But the chipotle peppers, of course, any cook, I'm not belittling you there, but any cook would know what chipotle peppers was. They use them all the time. Back to the sermon here, Israel. In speaking to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Essenes, if you go back to Matthew 23 now, Matthew 23, he says in verse 26, Matthew 23 and verse 26. Now remember, the subject here is taking sickness away from the midst of you. And we can do this somewhat. We can't give eternal life yet. Yeshua will give us that power because all authority is given unto him. And once he receives it, he will give it to the sons of man because we are the sons of man. Well, here in verse chapter 23 of Matthew, in verse 26, he says, you blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and plate. Do you get the word cleanse? Cleanse. Well, of course, this is part of it. If you put with it Genesis, where he said guard and keep. Guard and keep. The things that Yahweh made, he also said, he looked at it and it was perfect for man. He made it for man and it was perfect for man. Well, he is talking about things that do cleanse. One of them is a simple thing like whey that Yahweh has now made available abundantly. He has other cleanses too that praise Yahweh. Herbs and that the scripture talks about, and oils that the scripture talks about. If it's drugs, I would stay away from it, if you possibly can. Now, listen closely now. I'm not telling you if you're on a drug to get off of it. Sometimes it can kill you, and we've had people do that. A great friend and a close worker, he tried that. He tried to get off of some heart stuff that the doctors had given him, a painkiller, I mean. And the doctors already told him, don't try to stop this because it'll cause your heart to go into a cardiac arrest and you will die if you try to quit this. Well, of course, whey is one of the things that so many doctors, the nature doctor, for instance, that wrote the book, The Nature Doctor, he has a lot to say about these things that Yahweh said he gave that was perfect. And, of course, you don't really need chemicals. You don't need to add anything to even make cheese. You can actually cultivate these things from one step to another, which is shown to be legal. That's the way you get your yeast. If you know how to make sourdough biscuits, which is really a great, great thing, very few people ever know about it, but that's what my mother used to make, and it's a great trick to it. It takes about 30 days to get your sourdough started, and then you can use it from then on. But you have to feed it. Every day, feed the culture, and that's probably the first chemistry that I learned, and I thought how fascinating this is, you know, because mother would be feeding this culture potatoes, and just chop up some potatoes, peel them and chop them up and put them in it, and then of course you'd dip the sourdough out, and that's how she made the biscuits, and you could smell that yeast. Oh, wow, you could smell it, and it'd make you so hungry, And then you could dream about the butter inside of it. And don't get off. We're having pizza today. And believe me, it's great. It's made with the same process, of course, as sourdough, as a sourdough biscuit. It's a sourdough culture that you form in doing this. And but anyway, now the way, it's a natural thing that Yahweh created naturally. You're breathing the cultures right now as you inhale wind from this and blow it out. You're actually inhaling these cultures, and Yahweh puts them in the air. You can cultivate these cultures and use them in making cheese very rapidly. And from that cheese, of course, you get what is called whey. And whey is a very healthy thing. So is the cheese. The watery part of milk that is separated from the coagulable part of curd, especially, in the process of making cheese, and that is rich in lactose. Now, that's an acid that they're using, and the nature doctor, he uses that for healing cancer, he said. That's what he said. Outward and in external and internal, he uses it. But it comes from the process of making cheese, and that is rich in lactose. Lactic acid is what they call it, and of course you can cultivate that into a stronger form. I just found this out this morning, the word called quart, that's K-U-R-K, I believe. It's a soft cheese. It's a soft cheese, soft white cheese, and they actually use this on external and internal cancer. And the nature doctor, the book called The Nature Doctor, is the one that told of these European cures. I think we'll probably make some of that. It's a European recipe, and that may be the only place you could buy it. I don't know, but but it's not the only place it can be made. We can make it right here. We can we can do anything we want to do. Yahweh has given us the right kind of intelligence. You can't top it. It was perfect. How can you top perfection? You can't. And this is one of the things that comes from this. And if you take milk, cover it lightly, set it out, just cover it lightly. You have to do the same thing with sourdough. Have to keep it covered, but very lightly. But you can take milk and just let it sit out and in warm room temperature, and it will do this very thing right here itself without anything added to it, and it gets it from the air just like you're getting it right now. But this lactose, minerals and vitamins, and contains lactobumin, and traces of fat. Now, whey is the clear liquid that separates out of the yogurt. It is slightly laxative and very healthy for the kidneys. It contains helpful bacteria which you're breathing in and out right now. And if you didn't have some killer bacteria that would take care of the other kind of bacteria that is floating around, you'd die very quickly. But you have healthy bacteria that's also used to make cheese. It also comes back to you in a magnified, a multiplied substance called whey. And that's what you get this healthy bacteria, which are healthy for the intestines. And believe me, they say in the colon is where 90-something percent of the diseases start. So you need this stuff. You need it. I wasn't ever going to say any more about whey, but then people keep asking me to bring more, and of course, I said, well, maybe I should. Whey is also high in minerals and a source of protein. For children, it is helpful in developing the long bones of the body. Use it in smoothies, to make soup, oatmeal, or in any place where you can add a nutritional liquid, or drink it. Drink it down.
I don't like it, Bobby.
Well, be a baby. Just be a baby. See if I care. I told you how to get a person to liking anything. You can train your body to like anything. Now listen to me, babies. If you don't like it, let yourself get really, really thirsty. And then get you a swallow of whey, and you'll think it's the best liquid you ever drank in your life. You don't like beer either. Tell yourself that. You don't like wine either. But we're going to like it in the kingdom, but we're not going to like it now, right? Yogurt, too. What you get from Yoki Shodom. Oki Shodom, not Yoki. Oki. Yogurt is an ancient wonder food. An ancient wonder food. Can you get that? Yeah, they did it in the Garden of Eden. How ancient can you get? In the Garden of Eden, they had these things, and it was perfect. And they call it an ancient wonder food. Strongly antibacterial, anti-cancer. That's what he says. It's strongly anti-cancer. A cup or two of yogurt a day boosts immune functions. Boosts the immune functions by stimulating production of gamma interferon. Also spurs activity of natural killer cells that attack viruses and tumors. Viruses and tumors. A daily cup of yogurt reduces colds and other respiratory infections in humans. Now, you can take this along with a hamburger and along with pizza or whatever else you got on the menu. You could take it first. You could take your yogurt and your before you eat your salad, your green salad, right? Your green salad, remember? Right, Ben? Can you hear me talking? We have very healthy greens. You know what? It'll make your brains work great, make you where you can hear me and understand me. All you little babies that don't want to taste it, it'll actually make these changes if you'll just do it. Helps prevent and cure diarrhea. A daily cup of yogurt with acidophilus cultures prevent vaginitis, that's yeast infections in women. Full fat yogurt helps fight bone problems such as osteoporosis because of high available calcium content. Acidophilus yogurt cultures neutralize cancer-causing agents in the intestinal tract. Plain old yogurt. Yes, just plain old yogurt. Both live and dead cells. Blocked lung cancers in animals. Yogurt with live cultures is safe for people with lactose intolerance. Yes, in fact, it's perfect, Yahweh says. In Genesis, in the beginning, where he made that process to take place. In the book called The Nature Doctor, says grazes, superficial scratches and small wounds which prove difficult to heal can be dealt with quick, simply use concentrated whey, which is one of nature's best cleansing agents. Did you get that? Nature's best cleansing agents. One of them. Now, it won't get rid of gallstones, but Yahweh made some things that would. But gallstones shouldn't be there to begin with. So this, if you'll just put this together with what I'm trying to show you, you'll know we're fighting a difficult battle here, because things are in our bodies and being produced in our bodies that really shouldn't be there. There's things that we're told to do, like cleanse. You ought to write that on your bathroom mirror, because we tend to forget it. We get busy, and we tend to forget these things. And, of course, the reminders that we get comes from inside the body and sometimes outside the body. And then we start scratching our heads wondering what in the world we did to cause this. Well, prevention is the very best thing you can do. And, of course, that's why Yahweh said, guard and keep it. Guard and keep these things the way I made these things, and you will live a long, long age. You won't live forever on these things, because food alone won't bring eternal life. There, Yahweh has a plan for that, but it won't be fulfilled until we too are manifested with Yahshua. We are His workmanship. Right now, praise Yahweh. We are the ones, the last and seventh trumpet, we are the ones that will bring forth with Yahshua the sons of man. They're going to be given that power, the power of eternal life. And we can give it to others. That's the promise. We're going to be made in the image. That's what Yahweh's doing. But we must guard and keep His way. Not snarl up your nose at it like this little baby I was talking about that don't like the taste of it. No, that turns Yahweh off. Another one is we ask for blessings. We ask for blessings, and Yahweh puts one in front of us. And that one He puts in front of us makes us angry. Instead of taking it as a test for you, and Yahweh is saying, well, here's your blessing now. You got to overcome this attitude of yours. Here's the person you got to overcome it with. Most of the time, it may be your husband or your wife. But here's the test. But do we take it as a test? Do we take it as a blessing? Here we're praying that Yahweh will bless us and keep us. Well, He gives you a blessing. Well, I didn't want that blessing. I was thinking about money. Well, see, that's what the world, the schools of higher learning, is thinking a blessing is. That's not a blessing. Credit cards are not a blessing. Getting in debt, credit is not a debt, not a blessing. In fact, I think credit is the curse of America. Praise Yahweh. Which is one of nature's best cleansing agents. Then dust the wound with biological calcium powder, another product of this same thing, cheese and milk, and another one, QUARK, which is a soft white cheese that's made with a special recipe that we're getting right now. Tonsillitis. For incipient tonsillitis, or during the course of the disease, painting the throat with whey concentrate is most helpful. Many years ago, I grew attention to my experience in the treatment of an internal and external carcinomas, plural, with whey concentrate. That's a scary cancer to get. Frequently, the mere swabbing of an external cancerous growth and skin cancer was proved very effective. I vividly remember one special case of a cancerous tumor on the calf of the leg. When the surgeon had removed it, he told the nurse in attendance, that he felt doubtful about the wound ever healing. Still, we swabbed it with whey, and to the surgeon's astonishment, it did heal very well and fast. Other successful cures have been achieved by giving whey concentrate orally and externally, and I am joyous to say that Dr. Kuhl, K-U-H-L, having made his own experiments, now acknowledges the importance of lactic acid, which you get from whey, in the treatment of cancer. He also, I believe I'll read this other. Of course, I do not wish to say, he says, that such lactic acid is a cure-all, but they have certainly brought the treatment of cancer a step further along the road. Because whey is a fairly high percentage of natural lactic acid, it is of immense value in the cancer diet. As a drink, diluted with mineral water, it is both prophylactic and curative, and it's in its effects. Dr. Kuhl also recommends raw sauerkraut, which we have here. We have our own recipe, and it's the best tasting. You just can't beat it. It's the top of the line. And one of our priests makes it. What a wonderful thing. Well, he gives a lot more stuff, but I want to go on with the scriptures here. Now, that was the nature doctor. Now, we were in Matithya 26, and he says, 23 in verse 26, and he tells you here, he says to blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup. Now, you could spiritualize this away, but I'm thinking that the Savior was well aware of their confusion that they had already at this time. Their ancestors that came out of Egypt, they had this. They brought it down through Abraham's seed. They were Abraham's children in charge of the temple. But they were ruthless men who would not keep the laws of Yahweh, if you remember. So I'm thinking Yahshua here knew of this situation and said, and maybe even went further than this, but it wasn't written. But I'm thinking he was telling them the same thing that the house of Yahweh is teaching here, that you've got to cleanse the body for it to work successfully. And, of course, they were filled. These people were actually filled with mutated diseases at that time. Not so much as we are today, I don't believe. But they had them in big degrees. If you remember, they'd turned back to eating pork. They'd turned to worshiping the dead. That's Isaiah. So a person's got to be a little bit nutty. Their brain has got to be a little bit confused to go and pray to a coffin pray trying to get a prayer answered from a coffin that's already turned back to dust. And especially when the inspired prophets had taught them the dead know nothing. And here you're praying to the dead that know nothing when you could be praying to the great Father Yahweh and following him in his laws. And then the confusion then, if you started cleansing, as Yahshua said, from inside out. Cleanse the inside first, the inside of the cup. Now let's read that again. You blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and plate so that the outside of them may be clean also. So What he's saying here is, unless you do, the outside won't be clean as, and this is so in animals, you know. We have got some great experience in what the world has brought upon us and the animals too. And I've told you, there's no clean animals, no spotless animals on the face of the earth. I think we probably have the cleanest in the world, but they're not without spot or blemish. This word cleanse, it means to cleanse, and that's exactly what it means, to cleanse. It means to purge. Now, that meaning, purge, if you want to look it up, it means to cleanse of impurities, to cleanse of sin also, to empty the bowels. Now, that's in the Hebrew word that's used there. In fact, the Hebrew word actually shows the cleansing and points to the Levitical priesthood who was actually taught this thing, taught cleansing. Cleanse literally from physical stains, also dirt or something that shouldn't be there, from diseases, as we see in Matthew 8:2, from defilement of sin. Well, of course, if you turn over to 2 Corinthians, we know that sin defiles, and we know that we have certain things made available, and you're not going to get this right away. It's not, you know, it's that people take a drug and they think, well, they're well, because that drug hides some things that will, of course, deteriorate the body later, but they think they made it well, made them well instantly. And I've seen people and I read you an article not too many years ago about heart disease, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure. That's normally the way it starts, and people get scared. And these doctors were telling the process that a person goes through when they go to the hospital or the regular doctors who sell these drugs, who practice witchcraft or sorcery, as the scripture calls it. And he says that once you take these drugs, the drug that they give you, then it won't be long till they'll have to prescribe another drug because of the adverse reaction to that first drug. And then he says you can get up to about 15 drugs, be taking about 15 drugs before you die every day. So it's a downhill battle with the drugs. That's what seems to be the case. Now, to get this way back to where we take sickness away from the midst of you, it won't be in this period. We can help you, and we can put everyone on the right path as Yahweh is doing. What matters to Yahweh and how you're going to achieve this is believing it and showing Yahweh that you will guard and keep it. And that is the way to achieve this great power of taking sickness away from the midst of you. It's never been achieved so far except in Yahshua and that strict priest, like Samuel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they'll all be in the kingdom, Yeshua said, from which came forth that bloodline to Yeshua that was achieved in taking sickness. Yeshua had no sickness, no spot, no blemish. So So it could be done, and it could have been done if it was practiced, if it was practiced thoroughly by all the people. Well, there's the purge and of course cleansing. Now there's too much to cover here. we will get to it. My time is up, but what we're striving for is not to get an instant thing. Moshe couldn't do it. Moshe did teach the laws that would have brought it forth, but it didn't bring it. Brought it forth in some. It didn't bring it forth in everyone, but it brought it forth in some. But he wasn't the one that was prophesied to bring this about. And of course, the prophecy shows, starting in Genesis, he shows where the blessing will come, and then how it comes in the end, because Yeshua, that is going to be the blessing for everyone, for all nations, is sitting at the side of right hand of Yahweh right now, waiting to achieve this very thing through his house. That's you. So he's anticipating us. Listen now, girls, children, everybody. He's anticipating us and helping us, coaxing us, teaching us, guiding, leading us to this point of perfection. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. We're not there. And of course, Yeshua is really not there yet and won't be until we achieve this last work. The seventh trumpet is what brings this all by. And of course, the secrets that's been hidden all these years, Yahweh is bringing forth right now to his house. This was never known before that I know of. It was never taught by any of the prophets. Wasn't taught until the last days here, when we could put the foundation of the apostles along with the foundation of the prophets together, and now we can understand this great plan that Yahweh has. It's not finished. It never has been finished, but it's going to be finished. and not just really, really soon now. In fact, we're going to see this, and we're going to be given the power to actually raise the dead. That's when this great plan of Yahweh will come to its finish. The resurrection and eternal life, you know, that's going to be given to the sons of men. But the way to start it is guard and keep. Now, you can't accomplish much in your own life, but you can prove to Yahweh that you're going to guard and keep that way. And it comes through a work, and each one of those works you was told to take part in, a work that must be done. Remember the work of Yeshua that he was doing on the face of the earth? That was in laying the foundation, of the apostles, the prophets and apostles. He laid the foundation. That was the next step in coming forth to us, because our foundation is the prophets and apostles. So we're one step closer, see, to achieving that goal. So now it's step by step. And the blessings that come to you, take them as blessings. Don't take them as a curse and then curse somebody else for stepping on your toe or getting in front of you or whatever the thing may be. But take it as a blessing. Pray for your blessings, but every time they come, don't think it's a curse that came to you. It's your blessing. And your blessing is you showed Yahweh that you could deal with it. Right? Praise Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you!